Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The resiliency, the focus, the staying the course, awarded to Tom Allen's football Hoosiers, who learned Wednesday morning on the practice field, no less, that they get to play Big Ten football later this fall. The weekend of October 24th, the date, the Big Ten changing course, readying now for an 8-game season, the clarity, the blueprint that we've all been waiting for.
I know they worked so hard, and just knowing that we have a date to restart was huge. And you can just feel the energy, excitement from our guys. We've had so many unknowns during this whole time, so many dates that you couldn't just pin down. So to have that in writing, to know that it's the weekend of the 24th that we're going to start playing Big Ten football, a bumpy road, but at the same time, we've got to this point now where I believe we've got a chance to really, in a very safe way, move forward and get back on the field.
No question about that. I've long had a saying, good things happen to good people. And, LEO, Tom Allen, and your football Hoosiers and Hoosier fans, get ready, huh? Thursday night football, Battle of Ohio tonight. Cincinnati playing in Cleveland. Pregame at 8 o'clock. Our thought for the day, commit yourself to constant self-improvement. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you hear coaches at any level talk about it all the time. The kick game, special teams play, key factors in the difference, really, between winning and losing. And such was the case in that memorable North-South game won by Gabe Johnson's South Panthers back on Friday night, needing the ball back in that zany fourth quarter just to give them a chance, which they got. The old onside kick.
Well, we do practice it. Eli Cook did a really good job of putting the right guys in the right spots to go down there. You know, you want sure-handed guys, guys that can get in there and mix it up a little bit and fight. And Joe Stevens, Maddox Blackwell, and then we put some big guys on there. And, you know, I don't remember, Joe, I don't remember the last time since I've been here that we've actually, one, performed an onside kick, and two, executed it. You know, you just don't, it's rare.
It worked out indeed, the W in the win column, and now week 5 for the Panthers, hosting Terre Haute South Friday night at Huff Memorial, looking for their fourth in a row. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. Both teams lost season openers. Cincinnati in Cleveland tonight. Battle of Ohio Thursday night football, pregame at 8 o'clock. Thought for the day, surround yourself with people who see your value and remind you of it. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.